Welcome, beloved, to this program that is designed with you in mind to cause you to be established in the Word of God. I want to thank you to our service today and get ready to be blessed even as we were blessed. Your life will never be the same.
Now, today's episode.
Appreciate our father and our mother with a standing ovation. Let's appreciate daddy and mommy. Let's be better. But is it also good to celebrate the pastor of the house? Then let's be better for him. Let's be better for him. Let's be better for him. But the truth is that I couldn't have done this without the elders God gave me. So to all the elders, God bless you. Not forgetting the church workers. Church workers, put your hands together for the church workers. Let's do it better for them. But you see, who would we be working for if there are no church members? So let's do it better for the church members as well. It is a blessing. This year we are going to host, listen, come be seated. God bless you. This year we are going to host Bishop's son. Bishop's firstborn is coming here.
Bishop Nabaka
Nebaha. And then the third most powerful person in Perez Chapel is also coming here. When you go to Perez Chapel, when Bishop is out, and his associate is out, the next important person in the church is also coming here. And so, we really need your help. I'm saying, as for their condition, by December, the place should be locked.
But
if we can seal the place, we'll just be here. The sound will be here. So nobody will come and say, you are making noise. And what do you think? We'll seal the whole place and but this and what the air condition back was saying. No handkerchief. What if the hand and the AC don't come with handkerchiefs? But it's very possible we can do it. Yeah, I like people who say we can. Yeah, that's who I am. Give me 2 cities, I'll do something with it.
Mommy, 2 cities, mini baby.
So God bless you. The little money you gave us is what we are using.
I mean, sure, stuck a crowd in my
but is it a great work? But it's still not enough. Those of you who pledged, I know you pay, so I will not speak much on it. So I'm begging that you all bring it. As for my sons and my daughters, I will not allow you to joke with your prosperity. So those of us who pledge, let's bring the money. We need it to fix the place. When we finish with the interior, we are going outside. We want to plaster the whole place. Then the next assignment is to have our
fence wall.
We can do it. By December, AC.
December,
and our stage.
Na your stage, Hano.
Jale. Like by this time, when I say amen, this light will turn. And we'll buy it. We'll buy it.
Yeah, better.
We've made provision for all these things. So please, and let me say this. If you are here and you are not paying tithe, as for you there, you are not even part of us. Why are you not paying
tithe?
Why are you not helping us? Jesus said,
yes, say,
where your treasure is, that is where your heart is. You can't say you love the church when your money is not here. You can't tell us you are with us when there is nothing you are giving to support us. If you don't pay tithe, don't pay your pledge. It's not important. Because first things are important. The first things are very, very important. If you can't be faithful in tithe, it's not about any man who cannot take care of you by giving you 10 cedis every day. When they give you 100 million today, don't trust them. But you people, you fancy those who can give you big money once and for all. The pastors who come to you and they profess, I receive it.
And after that, they walk out of the church and they don't meet you again. Those are the people you like. But the one who is always with you, telling you God is going to bless you. No, don't speak that way. Say it this way. Receive this. Every Sunday I'm here with you. Every Wednesday I'm here. Even when I'm sick and my face is deformed, I'm still here with you. I could have sat at the back and said, no, today I'm not preaching. Let somebody. No, I have to be there for you. Okay, have you seen, how many of you have seen your father sick before? Growing up as a child, you saw your father sick. And you saw your mother sick. So that's what is happening today. But I still have to be here. You understand? So please help us. Don't joke with your thighs. I beg you. As for my sons and my daughters, I beg you. Don't joke with your thighs. If God has said that one will bring it, he will bless us. Me, I will pay and I expect a blessing from him.
So please.
In the first service I spoke about, let's talk about love.
And
I spoke about some of the things that I wish some people have told me when I was young before marriage. If you've missed it, please go for the tips.
Please,
I am begging you. Whatever God has given me is for you. Those of you who have been with me for some time, you remember some time ago, we were having a meeting in this house. I told you that one day I saw a revelation of myself at Barrier, and a man gave me coins, different currencies. Those of you who have been with me, you
remember.
Different currencies. And there were so many people with me, and they didn't give them anything. So I asked the man, why have you given me everything and you've left them? And he told me, it's not for you, share it with them. Share it with them. Whatever God gives me is not for me, it's for you. The wisdom he has given me is for you. The knowledge he has given me is for you. Everything I have and don't have is for you. But the sad thing is that you don't like what God has given you. I am telling you on authority that in Ghana, not many pastors have podcasts. I know of even pastors who are on television and they don't even have podcasts. They don't even know what it is. I'm telling you, there is no church. I stand to be corrected, but there is no church within this vicinity that the pastor of that church has a podcast which is being played or listened to in over 20 countries. But I have a podcast. People are listening to my podcast in US, UK, Netherlands. I've not been there. But you'll be there very soon. You'll be there. Oh, who said amen? Receive it in Jesus' name. Kenya. Zimbabwe. Nigeria. I've not been to Nigeria before.
Nigeria,
but my voice is in Nigeria. And people are listening to it. So why are you not listening to the podcast?
I think now they won't hear podcast. No.
If you have an Android phone, that's the only thing you need. An Android phone.
You hear an Android phone.
You go to Play Store.
Call Play Store.
And you search Google Podcast.
Now
Google
search Podcast. Google Podcast.
If you can't do it, when you see the guys over there, they'll do it for you. The sound guys. Google Podcast. Then, when you download the Google Podcast, just search Reverend Amos Darko. Most of my message, not all. Most of the messages I've preached in this
house.
Even when we went for the camp meeting, you didn't go for the camp meeting. You don't even know what I preach. The messages are there. Our prayer festival, everything is there. Everything.
That's
how I pray. I just go there, play one of our prayer festival. I think it was 3 hours or 2 hours non-stop prayer. I just play and I pray along. Because some of you are like me. When you are praying alone, you will sleep. Is that not it? So why don't you play the podcast? Whilst the prayer is flowing, you are also flowing. You have no excuse. You have no excuse to be spiritual. I'm telling you. Because Christianity nowadays is easy. Very easy. The messages are there online.
Messages no online.
Everything, the books are there. God has led me to write so many books. Where are the books? I think have over 25 books. I've just launched a few of them. I'm even contemplating, say, do I release more or what do I do? But so far, even the 5 or 6 I've released, you are not reading them. And I'm begging you, don't read it for me, read it for yourself. Every food God has given me is for you.
You
remember Jeremiah 3:15?
Okay, Jeremiah,
I will give you pastors after my own heart who will feed you with knowledge.
Not
pastors who will feed you with prophecies. Church members like prophecies more than they like the word. But God said about the children of Israel that Moses knows me. He knows my ways. But you people know my work. Don't be interested in the works of a man. Get to know who the man is. Don't be so much interested in what Bishop Ajinasari is doing. But rather ask yourself, what is making Bishop Ajinasari do what he's doing? And that's what I'm doing. I said, I look at him, I said, this man,
Bishop Ajinasari,
what has made him so successful? I just take his picture on my phone. I said, you, what has made you so successful? In ministry. And I realized that number one,
I mean, said any kind.
Bishop is a man of integrity.
Bishop, you ni pebi a.
If Bishop says yes, it's yes.
If Bishop says no, it's no. And ani dey Bishop ani dey.
Bishop will not say this and change his mind.
Bishop, unkan bibi nonsi sana adrin.
He's very firm, and I just decided me too. I'll be firm. If you don't like me, I don't care. I'm doing my work.
My mind is saying, "Mr. Sana me ye."
What else? Then I realized Bishop is very good when it comes to time management. That's where I am now. I'm learning.
Bishop, or the marriage my pie. When I say missumadu,
I'm learning. I'm learning. Trying to keep up with my time. That is possible. I can do it. There is no harm in trying. What do you think?
Yeah,
you are laughing at me. You have done nothing with your life. You have done nothing. I tried and I failed, but it's better than you who have not tried. The first day I wanted to do plastering like this.
Here,
I was here. There was a guy here called Yima. When I hit the thing, it
will fall.
Don't know, they were looking at me. So I took it again and I did it. And I hear Ebem.
Ebem
means at the heart of home.
Ebem.
So when I do it, I could hear Ebem.
When
I take it again, I could hear Ebem. I
said, ah.
No, they were mocking, they were laughing at me that I don't know how to do plastic. I didn't give up. I just went on. I didn't care. I did almost. I fixed the doors, the Chinese door. I fixed it.
Chinese door.
I brought somebody to carry. I fixed it. The toilet you want to use, I fixed it.
Toilet, so I won't use
this plastic. I did it. I want to learn everything. If you can show me, once Derek is here, I don't have a problem.
Derek,
once Isaiah is here,
Isaiah, why?
We brought somebody to come and do the backdrop. This one.
The
painting.
Painting, no.
We call it Andre.
Friend Andre.
He took, I think, 120 cedis for only the back.
120 cedis.
And I said to myself, hey, are we going to be paying 120 cedis for every corner? Then I called the guy. Okay, I said, Charlie, if you are mixing the Andre, if you are mixing the paint for the Andre, I knew when he was there, I was looking at him.
Oh, yeah, you know,
then I told him that, sir, any coin say cement near more home. I said, any coin say cement near more bed, then I'm saying, I'm so Adam, so energy, maybe I'm a fro. Then I came, I said, Charlie, guys, come around. We are going to do what? Andre. Then I started with this corner. It worked. Then I asked Joseph to do this corner. It also worked small. Then we did it. I said, I did it up to this point. And I told Ike, Charlie, continue. Do it this way. Don't mix it that way. Yesterday, Ike did the painting. We are learning the plastering.
Plastering.
Tell it. Copy something from somebody. All the things I have over here is for you. Take the books, I beg you. Show me a young man who wants to transform his life. Show me a young man. And the only thing I recommend for you is this.
The messages.
Prissy, remember, there was a time I told them, Prissy, I abed you. I remember you too. I told them that, listen. You can listen to the messages for 3 months. You remember this thing? Just for 3 months. Don't do anything. Listen to my messages for 3 months. Every day, listen. From morning to evening. You will be transformed. You know, even though you begin to speak like the way I speak. That's what my wife has been doing. Recently, when I hear my wife preach, I'm shocked. Wow, the girl is glowing. She's growing.
Wow.
Pastor Derek. When somebody told Pastor Derek that you speak like Pastor Amos.
Obi catch Pastor Derek. So Pastor said Pastor Amos.
She said, "No, you speak like him." Everything I have is yours. What I'm yet to get is what God is planning to give you. Let's take advantage of it and God will bless us. This is our family month. And whilst I'll be talking to the adults on raising godly children, I'll be dealing with relationships and love when it comes to the youth. So please get the boost. God bless you. Today I want to talk to you about dealing with siblings, sibling rivalries. Dealing with sibling rivalry. You see, when God blesses a man or a woman, one of the things he gives them are children. Is somebody here with me? I said, when God blesses a man or a woman, what does he do? God gives them children. Yes, a child. That is why the Bible says that children are an heritage. They are a gift from the Lord. So when you have a child, it's a gift God has put into your hands. This goes to explain the fact that you can't force somebody to give you a gift. Two of us. Can you force somebody and say, give me a car? When you force a person to give you something, it's not a gift. Gifts are things that people give out of their own free will. Two of us. And the Bible says gifts. Children are what? Gifts. From the Lord. Children. And I'm preaching from this book, Bishop's book. Arrows. Raising godly children.
Arrows. Say what it say. I'm afraid when I'm strong.
Is somebody with me?
Be coming home.
Yes. Let me show you something.
May you are.
The Bible says.
Trust them say.
Okay, it's here. Psalm 127. Let's read it.
Psalm 127.
Psalm 127, verse number 1. Let's read verse number 3 so that I'll be very quick. Psalm 127. Please get all of Bishop's books, please. You can't be in Perez Chapel and not have Bishop's books. In this book, Bishop teaches on Christian or celebrating Christian ceremonies. If you want to be a pastor, how do you hold engagement? If you are going to hold an engagement for somebody, how do you do it? How do you do it? Get this book. Everything is here. How do you name a child? Naming ceremony. Last week I went to name a child.
Last week we got to about Friday.
After the ceremony was over, my guys, I think it was you, Frida, and Kelvin. They said, "Daddy, it was powerful."
Say, "Papa, not to me,
have you ever preached and somebody has told you it was powerful
before?"
So please get all of Bishop's. But the Bible says that children are an heritage.
Just them say, "I'm afraid."
From the Lord. They are a gift that God gives. And I'm trying to establish the fact that you can't force anybody to give you a gift. And not all of us will give birth when we marry. But you will give birth. You. I said you will give birth in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So when you don't have a child, it's not a sin. When you marry and you are not able to give birth, you are not committing a sin. Don't allow your life to be controlled by a child. You understand? And the Bible says, Jesus says that there are some children, it is better they are not born.
Yes, because I'm afraid.
Why are you forcing God give me a child? I need a child. Then you go and give and the child is a sickler. And a lot of parents have their life in jeopardy because of the children they have. People have got Down syndrome children. You know Down syndrome, the children whose face look the same. Irrespective of their mothers. They look alike. Mostly they don't grow tall. They are always... Don't laugh. It can happen to any of us. You can give birth to a normal son, second born normal, third can be abnormal. But I cancel it out of your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not give birth to a sickler. You will not give birth to a son without a hand. In the name of Jesus.
Oh yes, demon.
I thought the mothers will stand up and receive it. So don't force to have a child when God knows what he's doing. Is somebody with me? But when God gives you a child, this is where the problem is. You and I are supposed to train up the child in the way they should go. I'm preaching from Bishop's book, Arrows. The Bible says that, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. Proverbs 22 verse number 6 says, train up a child.
Proverbs 22 verse 6 says,
train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. The kind of training we give to the people God gives us, the gift he puts into our hands, is very important. A lot of your parents, they are not training you, they are spoiling you. A lot of the enyeshi is actually spoiling the child. And God doesn't want your children to become a victim like you were a victim. That is why God is telling you, train up the child. So it means that children need training. Children need tutoring. We need to raise them. Children need to be told what to do, what to do. If you are a child over here,
so we are flower, huh?
And you don't want your father to tell you, no, this is wrong. You are not a child. You are a man. It is only children that are trained into something. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way, he should go. In the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Whatever you teach a child in their infantile stage is what they carry along. When I was young, my mother showed me church. My father was not going to church. My father, he was stubborn. I thank God he's saved. My father, he will not go to church. But he has one attitude, I don't know. He will not allow you to stay in the house on Sunday. Sunday, he will come with a cane. You must bath and go to church. But he will not go. Yes. But whether he was going or what was not the issue. He was training us in the way we should go. Someday you go for your offering. You bath and you leave to church. If you don't go to church, that day no food for you. You can't even stay in the house. Go and sit somewhere. But my father will cane you. Morning devotion. 4 a.m. So my mother will come. Then he will come and wake my sister. Sorry? Then he's like, Then my mother, my sister will tell you, Kunyane, me bra, that's Philip. Kunyane, Philip, Nabra. Then my mother will go to Philip. Philip, so Unyanimos. Unyanimos or Sinyan, we Nabra. Then my mother will not talk. She'll go for water.
I will. I'm going to go for you.
Sprinkle water on all of
them. I'm going to put this here, we are so.
Then we'll wake up.
Now, Fede, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, messing. Then we all gather. Muso musem. Then say, let's sing. Yeah, that was you. Hey! And I'll be very angry. Me, I didn't like morning devotion. Cry.
Morning devotion. I'm in pain. Cry. I'm well full.
I'll do like this. I think when we turned 11, 12.
In him, 11,
there was another deacon from Church of Pentecost.
Not Church of Pentecost.
He's called Deacon Eben. Ebenezer.
Eben.
4 a.m. is at our door. Amos, I'm sorry, you're called devotion. Then my brother will tell me, hey, what's up for this show? I'm so, Master, I'm never caught. And I'll sleep. And he will knock, open the door. You go up through the window, hit the window, pam pam. Hey, oh, Asafo, my uncle was living with us. He's called Asafo. Hey, Asafo, I'm sorry. Hey, Philip, mumba si money devotion. Oh. And the morning devotion is not in the house. We are living. We were staying here. We are going to Church of Pentecost, where the auditorium is. So the one day he knocked that we didn't mind him. And he went. In the evening he came to my mother, ma.
And he went by my mama.
Me boda ni mo mum biye ma me se kawa kuma tuye me ame biya mo. Yes. So next time you see when he comes, then my mother will pass through our place and come and open the door. When he comes, coffee. My brother, he can be there like this. Oh. My brother, hey. He will wake him up. Wake up.
And
you know what he will do? He will carry his two legs and he will drag him. Hey, that man, I said, if that guy becomes a pastor, it will be dangerous. I used to see him around. Anytime I see him, I say, hey, this guy, he has helped me. Hold our legs. Me, then when he comes, I don't like that. So when he comes, then I'll wake up.
Then person money to buy animal surely.
Train up a child.
Tete abofra.
In the way they should go.
I will cry on Mufaso.
You see, you are finding it difficult having your quiet time because you were not used to.
You
were not trained with quiet time. You were not trained with morning devotion. You were not trained with church. So now you find it difficult to go to church. Difficult. You were not trained with it. And you are also doing the same thing to your child. And that's where the problem is. Because you are making the problem a generational problem. It shouldn't happen. Whatever you didn't enjoy, teach your children now to begin to enjoy it. Train up a child. But you realize that when you have two or more children,
then
another issue pops up, which is called rivalry. Rivalry. That's at a tender age. Mostly, brothers and sisters are supposed to team up to fight outsiders. But because of the sin of Adam, they fight each other as if they are killing each other.
So Adam born into
even my kids. They can fight. And the man is always one blow, eh? Carissa will go pam 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 pam. Then the guy will do like this and will give you boom. Then the next time you hear a cry, ah, daddy. 1 year, daddy. Then it means Carissa is coming. And sometimes the way the boy Kojo can beat Carissa, then I'll get angry. I'll give me your hand, pa.
And when boy do, I can turn it to me pop and you know me cry.
Hey. Sometimes this one will throw that time when I go, everybody will take pa.
No, we are to, and then we call more baby.
They can fight over things.
Where
from this issue?
Them send me.
But I realized that it didn't start today. It started with Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve soon shall see.
When they gave birth to Cain and Abel. The devil initiated rivalry between families. The devil initiated rivalry between children.
So
the brother started hating a brother. And the Bible said Cain killed Abel.
Just say Cain,
when you fast forward, You find Jacob and Esau. The same problem. His father, the man of the house, loved the firstborn. Rebecca also loved the secondborn. The truth is that. When you choose side, when you say, I like the first one, what are you saying? Does that mean the second one is not your child? So sometimes mothers, out of sympathy, they realize that this one, his father doesn't like him, then they will love the person. And sometimes it's the mothers who start it. Most of the time it's the mothers. They have two kids. She likes the boy more than the girl. And I told my wife, watch the way you talk to my children. Because I've realized that if she's correcting Kojo, it's different from correcting Carissa. And so sometimes I'll just be there as if I'm not listening. And I'll hear, Carissa! Carissa! Carissa!
Oh.
Hey!
Hey!
But when Kojo is here, Kojo, I'll beat you. The donation is different.
Ah.
Sometimes I'll just come and say, Carrie, let's go. Go, go. Guys, sit down. If you want to clap, you can do it better. And I'll just move Carissa to my prayer room. And I'll say, sit down. But she can only sit for 2 minutes.
2 minutes, man, what's it?
You just be there, and daddy, I'll go to mommy. You understand? We must not create differences between. We must not let one feel that the other person is being loved more than themselves. It shouldn't happen. Because of that, that's why I'm not taking it into the scripture. I'm going to close very soon. Isaac loved Esau.
Isaac, not Odo Esau.
Because of the game, because of the bush meat. Yeah, that's what the Bible says in Genesis. And the Bible said, and Rebecca also loved Jacob.
Just say Rebecca also loved Jacob.
So now they've shared the children.
So much
two boys. The father likes the firstborn Esau. The mother likes the second born. The moment you get to that level, and you make it plain and open. For the children to know that mama may open, we ask them, that's it. You've lost them forever. You've lost that person forever. I'm telling you. And what you don't know is that whatever you say to your child when he's a young boy or a young girl, it is very dangerous because they don't forget it. They don't forget it though. At their infancy. The things you say to them, they don't forget. That's why you need to be very careful what you say to them when they don't know how to talk. That is why you need to be very careful what you say when they are learning how to speak. Because whatever you say sticks in their head and they don't forget. As I'm here, I remember all the things my mother said when I was a little boy. I remember some of the things my father said when I was a little boy. One day I was talking to a boy, he told me my father said this and said that. When I asked his father said, I don't remember saying anything. The boy said he's joking. Pastor, don't mind. I'm not ready to talk to anybody. He's having a very sharp argument with his father. And I told him, it is not important. He said, no, he means what he said. When I was a little boy, he said this. And I told him, how come you remember this thing that has been over 30 something years? He said, no, I still remember.
You see, at
that stage, when they hear, they don't understand, but as they grow, they begin to read meaning into what they heard years ago. Now, Jacob, even the same, this very same Jacob. Do you know why Joseph was being sold as a slave? Because the Bible says in Genesis chapter 37, verse number
3.
Maybe that's the last scripture.
Maybe.
Genesis chapter 37, verse number 3. Let's read it for ourselves. Somebody will say, Pastor, you didn't give a scripture today. Look at it. Now, Israel loved Joseph. Israel is Jacob.
Say Israel though, Joseph.
Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children.
Say Israel though, Joseph.
Because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. But what I want you to take note is what is up there. Now Israel loved what? Joseph more. More.
Israel though, Joseph
power. Oh. When you do that, it's wrong.
Oh yes, sir. And yet
it is wrong to create favorites.
And yes, sir, Ubenya favorites.
You can have a favorite, but you can keep it secret. That's the
We
all like people. There are people we like and there are people we really don't like.
You understand
me as a pastor? I'm a pastor for all. Is that not it? Is that not it? But I also have favorites. I have people I like.
There are favorite.
People who are dear to me, so dear to me. More than others.
Then
I'm saying that there's nothing wrong with having favorites, but don't make it open. Israel or Jacob made his open by buying what? A coat of many colors.
Jacob, dear, oh yes, sir. Emma, I need that. You
don't do that as a father.
You
are buying something for the girl. If you are buying plantain chips, if you are buying cocoa, buy cocoa for the girl, buy cocoa for them.
Plantain chips na water, cocoa, tomani omunina.
If you are buying something for all, buy for all of. Never buy anything and say you take this one next week. I'll buy one for you too. No, it's wrong.
So,
these are some of the petty things we do.
It's
whilst the girl is growing up, she knows that my father doesn't like me. If your child has used his sister or his brother to come and talk to you, you should know that the child knows you don't like her. Go and tell daddy that we'll go to KFC. Why can't the girl or the whoever walks to his father and say that he'll go to, but he want to use his brother? Why?
It's
because he knows that you like that person more than you like.
At that stage
of his life, he doesn't understand, so you don't talk much about it. Go and tell daddy that we'll eat yogurt. So every day, they want to use your favorite. They want to use your favorite. One day I was in my prayer room. I was just there, steady. Then I heard a knock. I said, who is that?
I said, why?
It's me.
I said, Mia.
And I said, it's you.
I said, yeah, why?
Then he said, Carissa.
I said, Carissa.
I said, what is it?
He said, yeah, Sam.
I want to come to you.
I said,
and I said, I'm studying.
I said, Michelle, dear.
So I opened the door. I said, why should I? I said, I'm studying. Go. When I finish, then you come.
I
didn't open. She was there. Pam, 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 pam.
Pam, pam, pam,
pam. Pam, 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 pam. Therefore, by like 3 minutes, it was quiet. So I thought she was
3 minutes, man. She should be on me.
She was going to call Kilalomi. So I was there. No, I could hear. Boom, boom, boom. So this one was beating the door. Pam. And she also hit. Bang.
We're boom. Now we are boom.
And I said, hey, who is that?
Then
she said, it's Kojo.
I said, Kojo.
Kojo didn't talk. She told me that it's Kojo.
Kojo and Gaza. It was a Kojo.
And even that gave me the more reason not to open the door. And I said, I think I've told you I'm studying. When I finish, you come. Never create differences. When my wife was pregnant, she asked me, do you like a boy or you like a girl? I said, I like a human being. And some of you are like that. I like a boy. I don't like a girl. I like a girl. Go and create a human being. Don't do that. It's wrong. Don't do that. When you begin to discuss some of these things, in the head of your wife, if you want a boy and it comes out and it's a girl, your wife knows you don't like the girl. She will automatically conclude that you don't like the girl because you wanted a man. I told her I don't have any of them I like. When I had Carissa, I was comforted because God has shown me in 2014 that I was going to have a son. So when I went to the hospital, she asked me, do you like it? Yeah, what kind of questions are
you asking?
So when she had Kojo, she thought that now I'll be happier. When she had Kojo, I was even interested in my girl. Because I thought, I look at them, I say, ah, I'm going to produce way. Hey, Charlie, I'm the man, you know. I can't create a human being, so don't create differences.
You see,
sometimes you don't have to say it, but from your actions, they will know that you like this one more than from the way you correct them when they have
asked.
You shout at one and you speak tenderly to another.
So,
you buy things for one, then you forget the other. It's wrong. You, when you are going out, you go out with one and you leave the other in the house. It's wrong. It's very wrong. Sometimes I'll put the two of them in the car, let's go. And that day on the road, worrying. They all want to sit at the front. Everything that they all eat this one, that's what I don't like. Every time my glass is up. You see, you don't have to do that. You should have a time for each and every one of them. Bishop said when his children were growing up, one day he came home, he said, Kwame, that's his second born, I'm going out with you.
Bishop said, the man is
that
call, but if you know, say, Kwame,
daddy, I'll go. And the third born, challenge. She also said, a challenge. She said, I'll go. He said, no, I'm going with Kwame. So I took Kwame to, at least we got Kope, we spent 2 days.
And
we came, not Dr. Salisi said, you daddy.
Yeah, bye.
When I get my food, I will not give you.
Oh, Papa, me nyame dia na me ma.
The bishop said, I knew what I was doing.
Bishop said, me na me dia me.
In my next trip, I went with the firstborn.
My coin to your toss on second born in the
spent exactly 2 days.
2 days, na me
coin. We went to the same place.
Yeah, Kobe, I crona.
When we're going, Kwame said, daddy, I'll go. He said, you are not going.
Kwame said, my corner, I'm saying,
you had your say.
When you're
so when we came and the guy was talking, when we went, I sat on this. He said, me too, I sat on it some.
Yeah, but I can't say, me too, now it's
he said, we went to swim. He said, me too, I strong. When I went with daddy.
I said, me too, I'm many papa.
Then the girl, when we come, he said, I buy things for them equally.
Me too, I'm too,
I don't create favorites. This is what some of us must be doing. So let me end with this. How do we solve the rivalry within children or amongst children? Number one, you must teach mutual respect. Teach mutual respect. Teach your children how to respect each other. Tell the younger one, this is your elderly sister. You can't speak that like that.
Are
you following me? Teach them. There are times you must give things to the firstborn and don't give the same amount of whatever to the secondborn. Let them know that this is the elderly one and she deserves certain things which you cannot have.
I remember
when my father and my mother were having their blessing, they gave birth before they did their wedding. When they were having their blessing, I was a boy.
That
Saturday we all were happy, we all ate and whatever. Then on Sunday they needed to come to church and they had a wedding at Samankese in the eastern region. So on Sunday they needed to come to Pokwase Apostolic Church.
That's where
they were churching.
Pokwase Apostolic, sorry, hold on, no more.
And my grandfather, they made an arrangement for a car. When the car came, the people in the town, everybody said they will go some. Oh! They all sat in the car. The car was full. We, the children, were there.
Yeah.
Then my grandfather said, no, now Obi and my mom and papa yard. No. Then my grandfather said, "Mwa muti fesi to umunsina kwa lana ntina o." My grandfather is principal though. You don't know him. Then they said, "Eh, and then you're fine. And Obi could jaw. And our dress here, but yeah, new wool." Hey,
Hey, by force.
So some of them said, okay, then mom and penny for them. Listen, oh, my disaster is what I'm telling you. Mom and penny for them, they took my elder sister, they took my brother. When it got to yours truly, they said, oh, I said, Massa.
Yeah, phobia, I drew me, so now I am.
My dress, my dreamy coat. They said, I am. Hey, I cried.
Oh,
I took sand, poured it on myself.
Oh.
I'm fine. It didn't work. They didn't let me go, so they went. And my grandfather said, I shouldn't mind them, I should come. He bought yogurt for me, he bought Fanta for me.
Otto Fanta, mame.
But I wasn't given the privilege to join them.
Yeah, mama, kwenye mama come.
So today, I don't even know what happened in that church. On the day they had their blessing. But they gave the opportunity to the elderly ones. There are certain things you tell them, no, you are the elderly one, you are getting a full KFC, but you are sharing it with mommy. Yes. Tell them, no. That as for elderly people, we respect them.
Yes.
When there is only one chair and your elderly sister is standing, you get up and you make her do what? Sit down. These are morals we need not to throw away. And there are some people, they may be young physically, but their position and their debility, you know, their debility, yes. Because of their position and their debility, you must give them certain opportunities. I'm a young boy. Anytime I visit my mom and I want to take my bath or do something, she will go and fetch water for me. Yesterday, after I finished with this plastering and everything, I didn't want to go back home and come, so I went to my mom's house and I want to shower and come for
real.
When I got there, she said, do you want to bath? And I said, yes. Then she went to fetch water. My mother, she went to fetch water, soap, towel, took it to the bathhouse. Everything was set. My pomade, my everything was set.
You're ready.
Hey. When I go there and I want to eat, my mother, when I want to eat in a house, Baltic. Every day.
Baltic.
She doesn't give me pure water. But she sells pure water. She has never given me pure water. But there are times I just say, I don't like this one. Give me pure water. I said, no. And I'll say, I will not drink. And I have to force her to take pure water because I feel I'm just wasting her money. But she references me and regards me as somebody higher than herself. And this is something we all must learn to do. She's my mother. But she also sees herself as being my daughter in church. She sees me as her pastor. Is somebody with me? So these are things we all must understand. Teach your children to respect each other. When you hear a younger child or a younger sibling speaking harshly or roughly to his brother, tell him, no, you can't speak like that to your elder sister. No, you can't speak that way. She's your elderly sister. Sometimes the young ones, when they are playing with her, then they will bang. They want to throw their hands. Bishop said, in my house, when you get angry, you will eat. It says mostly Kwame, the second born, he is fan of that. When his father corrects him, then he's angry. Me, I don't know. The bishop said, here, in my house, when you get angry, you eat. You understand? Anger is part of us, but always teach them to do the right thing. Number 2, don't play favorites. I just told you. Play favorite. I like this one. I don't like this one. Don't do it. It's wrong. When you read a book, you get more revelation. Number 3, you must not criticize your children harshly. Yes. Don't criticize them harshly. One day a psychologist said, if you want your children to improve, let them overhear the nice things you say about them in gossip.
Some of
you, your parents have never praised you before.
The
day you do something good, it's
true.
It is very, very bad.
When
you do that, you destroy the morale of the child.
Yes, sir.
When they are in the midst of people, they want to hide themselves. Some of you are too humble to the point that now your humility has turned to inferiority complex. Yes, you think nothing good will come out of you. It's because of over humility. When they call you in church, can you pray?
If you are sorry, say we're born by an hour patchel.
Because you are too humble. Hey. And some of you, mothers and fathers, what you say to your children is very important. So watch the things you say.
It's very
important. Don't criticize them harshly.
And
then you hear mother say, "Kweku embra uti 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 se obopeti uti tatantai weni tatantai shebe menim." Hey, yes. What foul papa? Subai, you are just like your father. Look at your big head, like that of your father. You are a bad boy. Oh. You are just like your father. I wish I have never given birth to you.
Hey, I can see.
Please. One day, a man, we didn't know who, a man rebuked somebody outside, a woman. The woman had a girl, a child. She was doing something. And the woman shouted at the girl and slapped the girl. And the man said, "Hey, mommy, bra. Let today be the last time you are touching your girl." This girl is around 9 years. The way the woman slapped the girl. Then the man said, "Let today be the last time you are touching this girl." Are you crazy? How can you touch a little girl as if you are fighting with your colleague? Then he said, "Hey, Papa, who the own tears here? Who the own nimno? Who the own nimno?"
That's what
then the man, a stranger, he said, "If you are a man like me, touch her again, you see." Then he said, "Is that how your mother trained you?" Oh, then your mother was a bad mother. I was there. My jaw was dropped like this. I was surprised. Mother.
Mommy.
The noise will not change the child.
They know.
Nobody has told you look ugly when you shout. Nobody has told you. I'm telling you, very ugly. There are so many ways to correct a child without making noise. There are so many ways of correcting a child without threatening them. Your mother says some of this and they don't know what they are saying. Hey, when I kick the chair, I will hit you and kill you with a chair. But I don't like what you are doing. Kwame, stop. What kind of mother are you? Let me end by giving you the last one. Bishop says that teach your children conflict management. That's number 4. Teach them conflict management. And number 5, don't ignore good behavior. Bishop says attention stabbed kiss can relapse into deviant behavior. It means children that you don't give attention to, it can easily make them become wayward. There are some mothers, they are very busy to the point that they don't even know what their children eat within the day. You are not a mother, you are a worker.
Yes. You are a worker.
From morning to evening, you don't even know. By the time you came, your child was sleeping. Hey, let me advise all the mothers over here. If your child is living with somebody, go for the person. I said, go for the person. You have only two children. You can't take care of them. What else are you doing? You must fight for them. Fight for them. Sometimes use... You see, that's why you must read my book. How to outthink your enemy. How to... You see, if you are reading this book, you get wisdom. If your child is living with somebody and the person is not really ready to, you tell him, let him come and spend holidays. When he comes, he's not going back.
Nobody will take care of your
child like the way you do. A boy went to live with his aunt, I'm done. He was, I think, 7 years when he went to his auntie. When he turned 15 years, he was having sex with his auntie.
Is that the way?
When the boy, his sister's son. When the boy turned 15 years, he was having sex with his auntie.
The boy told me,
it's not a story I heard. The guy sat in front of me and we had this discussion.
He
said, Pastor, I don't know what came over me. I was sleeping and I saw somebody. When I opened my eyes, it was my auntie. And he was touching some untouchable parts of me. So I said, oh, auntie. Then he said, Vio, it's nothing. And that night it happened. Then he said the following night it happened. And he said what surprised me was that I couldn't even look at her face the next morning. But when she stood up in the morning, she prepared me tea. And bread. He told me, we had sex over 1 year. With my sister, my mother's sister.
Said
she became pregnant like 2-3 times. She aborted. 15 years old boy. Then her daughter, the woman had a daughter. She was not around. She also came. When the daughter came, now the daughter started sleeping with his
cousin.
So the boy was sleeping with his auntie and he was sleeping with his auntie's daughter. And he said it got the two of them fighting. And they were the only people, the three of them were the only people in the house. And they said they fought and the girl had to move out. Then one of the days I just said to myself, when I follow this, then I'll die. And he ran to Accra. I met him. It's not somebody told me. He sat here and he told me. So you are here. Or me auntie. You remember? Your mother said she was in Accra working, or was it Konongo? Where was your mother? In Koko, she was working and she was sending school fees, not knowing the woman this boy was staying with was not using the money to pay the boy's
school fees.
And the boy was in the house, but she thought the boy was going to school. And every time she would send school fees, send chop money. But what were you doing in Kumasi? What? Nothing.
No, yes, she.
He was just in the house doing nothing. But his mother was at Nkoko thinking that his boy is going to school. At
the
point you were selling mobile phone accessories, eh? He went to sell mobile phone accessories. So his mother told me. He said, Sofo, the day I saw that my boy was not going to school, I nearly collapsed. Because he said, I have struggled to pay the school fees. Oh.
My prayer, it's your school fees.
Then I told whoever he was staying with that, it's okay. Bring me my son. Don't wait till you say, oh, I wish.
And that's the answer. That's what I saw me.
So I'm advising you.
To me too.
Advise yourself.
To
never allow your child to live with anybody.
My no beer.
Oh, my name better than Uncle School. Oh, my name better than the whole how. I'm advising all of you. I'll tell you the truth. I'll not hide it. I'm telling you.
Hey.
Never allow your child. If it's holiday, it's fine. A month is okay. At most, 3 months is okay. Let them come. Take care of them. If it's tomatoes, sell and take care of them.
Say tomatoes are torn and fashion.
And God will bless you. God will bless you. And what you, a lot of you don't know is that when you push your children away, you lose them. And you don't know you are losing your child. You don't know. I'm telling you, you are losing your child. They only know you to be a mother theoretically in the book. But practically, you are never part of their life. A young lady told me, I don't know this woman who calls herself my mother. The only person I know is my grandmother. She took care of me. She was there for me. So the school fees you are sending, your child will not know. Because they will not tell your mommy I send you school fees.
Yes.
They only know the person was there for them physically. This boy loves his parents because they are there for him.
Joshua's father told me that
he's waiting for you to eat. That's a father's love. So this boy will grow up never forgetting his father. Is that not it?
It's true, sir.
But condition, you mama say otin o ka kramba be fowl. They be on na no be fowl sandi and kwa won jini ni biem. Is it a powerful message? Oh, you want to put your hands together for Jesus? Let's go home.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. For further information on Reverend Amos Darko's tapes and books, please send us a mail at rev.amosdarko@gmail.com or call +233 503-861-399. Thank you for your time and God bless you.